Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I was just saying, we have got to develop something that's good and that at the same time possibly can have an everlasting effect on what humanity thinks of each other.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. We are a daily weekday music podcast. My name is Patrick Foster. I'm one of the co-hosts and co-founders of this program, the other being Jim Linehan. And on behalf of Jim, I'd like to welcome you to this episode. We continue this week to talk about music books. And when we, on a podcast like this, talk about music books, that means we're going into my, Patrick's, book nook. To the book nook. Look, we have books, and over there, another book, and right over there, it's Kindle. Wagner, as always, for allowing me to work on that theme tune with you. Enjoy the jingle. That should be the theme. Enjoy the jingle. Today I want to talk about a book that's part of some of the study and I've been doing on the music of Memphis, Tennessee, and some of the different forms of it. And the book is entitled It Came from Memphis. It's written by Robert Gordon, and it's a very excellent, unusual book in the sense that it isn't a strict, detailed history of one person, yet it's more of a grasping on to a thread of things that run through the entire history of Memphis, Tennessee, and specifically Memphis music. But there's so much more to it. And that's what makes the book very interesting. It proceeds in a generally chronological fashion, but bounces forward and backward, on and off, up and down, and certainly black and white. And I want to read to you now to perhaps give you a sense of this book from the opening chapter, which is entitled The Dream of a Common Language. And in it, Robert Gordon writes, Memphis music is an approach to life defined by geography, dignified by the bluesmen. This is the big city surrounded by farmland, where snug businessmen gamble on the labor of field hands, widening the gap between them, testing the uneasy alliance. Memphis has always been a place where cultures came together to have a wreck, black and white, rural and urban, poor and rich. The music in Memphis is more than a soundtrack to these confrontations. It is the document of it. To misquote W.C. Handy's Beale Street Blues, if the Mississippi River could talk, a lot of great folks would have to get up and walk.
We'll be right back. name.
And there is a famous song made in Memphis by Memphis born and raised people called a band called the Marquees doing the famous Last Night. This book, It Came from Memphis, touches on all the major characters and players who you might know from the history of Memphis music, but it also weaves in unusual characters from the side and the unknown and the dark alleys and the backwoods and from across the river in West Memphis, Arkansas, even to all kinds of different characters and places. So while you will hear about the main characters, they're all tied together in this gossamer thread that makes the story really fascinating. And it almost becomes in some ways like you're reading sort of a novel or a fantasy story at times. And that's really wonderful, the way it weaves in and out and takes all these stories. And there's a lot of great ones in here and puts them together. So, yes, you'll hear about Dewey Phillips, but you'll also hear about Sputnik Monroe, the wrestler who is said to have integrated Memphis. As I said, you'll hear about the West Memphis, Arkansas, the Plantation Inn. You'll hear about Estelle and Packy Axton, Stax Records, and Jim Stewart, Steve Cropper, High Records. You'll hear about Isaac Hayes, but you'll also hear about people like Mud Boy and the Neutrons, and the Bitter Lemon Folk Club, which made such a huge impact in Memphis music. Furry Lewis and Buka White. You'll hear about record stores, Reuben Cherry's Home of the Blues, Poplar Tunes. And, of course, you'll hear about Alex Chilton, Tav Falco, Chris Bell, and Howlin' Wolf is there, of course, and Dan Penn, Chips Moman. It's a fascinating history, a kaleidoscopic story from start to finish. And when you read it and you get to the end, you're like, that was amazing. I'm not even really sure what happened. And a lot of the music in Memphis, gives you that feeling. Not only did they invent rock and roll essentially at Sun Studio in Memphis, but the collision of all these forces, as Robert Gordon writes in his intro, and then the bounce back and the directions they bounced into after the collision. Some people never got up from the collision. And one thread that runs through this whole thing is Jim Dickinson. Many people consider him a sort of a shadow figure in rock and roll history, but he's been a lot of places. A lot of people know that he was playing piano on Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones just because he happened to be hanging around the studio. But when you read this book, you find out what a true rock and roll spirit and rock and roll soul Jim Dickinson is. One of the biggest, one of the most magnetic. I can't recommend it highly enough. I think it's a fantastic book. I've been having a real great time this summer reading about Memphis between A Man Called Destruction, the Alex Chilton book that we talked about earlier this week, and this one, It Came from Memphis. There's just fascinating stuff to be found. And I hope when I get all done that my playlist that I'm going to create, all this started out of just wanting to do a Memphis music playlist. And I've gone so far down the rabbit hole I can barely get out. And I'm loving it. I'm not really trying all that hard to get out. But another book that I want to highly recommend. It Came from Memphis by Robert Gordon, and written in 1995, but as fresh and as interesting as anything when you pick it up and read it today in a different era. That's all I have to say about the book. I hope you go out and find it. If you're looking for some reading to do, I'd highly recommend it, or at least put it on your list. And I think you'll really like it. And you may be down the rabbit hole with me as well. And maybe I'll finish this Memphis playlist. I'm going to try. I really am. I'm going to try. I know I always say I'm going to do it, but I'm going to try. And when I do, this playout song will be on it. I hope you enjoy the song, and I hope you find the book. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
I wish I had my heart in my hand. I wish I had my heart in my hand.
If the Mississippi River could talk, a lot of great folks would have to get up and walk.